USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Joe Biden announced a new security partnership Wednesday, seeking to serve as a bulwark against Chinese expansion and influence in the Indo-Pacific region. Joined by UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Biden said the agreement will ensure that the three partners have the capability to deal with rapidly evolving threats. The president said that as part of the partnership, the U.S. would help Australia acquire nuclear-powered submarines, including the sharing of technology to help in that pursuit. The only other country that the U.S. has shared that knowledge with is the U.K. as part of a 1958 agreement. And Texas's attorney general has sued a Northeast Texas school district for including a mask mandate in the district's dress code. AG Ken Paxton filed the suit earlier this week, accusing the Paris Independent School District of defying a law banning mask mandates in the state's schools. A judge issued a temporary restraining order against the district on Wednesday, preventing the school from enforcing its mandate. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at EnergizedHealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
SpaceX's Inspiration 4 mission has lifted off from Kennedy Space Center, sending the first all-civilian mission into orbit. The four-person crew is scheduled to spend the next 3 days in orbit before splashing down in the Atlantic Ocean. Astrophysicist Hakim Ulise tells ABC News that while the crew are civilians, there are still plenty of scientific experiments to be run during the mission.
Every mission has what we call a payload specialist, and that payload specialist is who is responsible for undertaking those experiments that we're talking about. So this crewed mission, although they are civilians, everybody has a job, just like they were in a military tank, on a military ship, or in a NASA rocket. And so the engineers there is the payload specialist, so that's who will be conducting those experiments. And there's all sorts of experiments you can do in space, those that involve zero-G, those that involve radiation, and that's what they're going to focus on here, because they're going much higher than they typically go.
And this is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Food and Drug Administration issued a report on Wednesday in which staff did not take a stance on whether to support approval of Pfizer's COVID vaccine for booster shots. In the document, the agency's scientists said that all of the available data had yet to be verified. Dr. Adam Brown is chair of the COVID-19 National Task Force at Envision Healthcare and tells CBS News that he agrees that there are aspects of the effectiveness of a booster shot that we just don't yet know.
Booster shots in and of themselves are not that controversial. Remember, we get tetanus boosters. We also get hepatitis B boosters. But what makes this a bit more controversial is that we've seen in some countries around the world that booster shots have been effective in preventing breakthrough illnesses. We saw that in Israel. But what we don't know is really the timing of when these boosters should be given. We also don't know, and as was mentioned in the previous report, is if people are going to take them. Well over 40% of the United States still remains fully unvaccinated. So there does become a bit of a logistical issue that we have to consider if we are going to permit booster shots for the entire population of the United States that have already received vaccines. That said, we do have some evidence that boosters are important for especially the elderly, as well as some that received the vaccine very early when the vaccine was available, i.e. healthcare professionals.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.